season as we continue our coverage of Iowa high school softball. Bryn Rosenboom joining us here in the box, the Pella Christian first baseman following this win. Bryn, I know that talking to you a little bit off the air here, you were disappointed in a 2-for-4 night, but a great night of softball here, a great confidence boosted win, I'm sure, to kick off the final week of the regular season here for you and the squad.
Yeah, definitely. I think just getting these wins against teams that are more our size, like, definitely helps our confidence throughout, you know, usually throughout conference play, we play these big teams, but getting to play teams that are our size definitely helps us, you know, realize our full potential and just how well we can actually play.
Well, and you talk about that. I mean, there's some games. I mean, I know Friday night, for instance, you play an Indianola squad who, you know, they're in a little bit of a rough year, but they're obviously still a very well-coached, very good team as well. And some of those games I know are just tough as a player, right? I've played in some of those games where you go in and the teams are just simply, they have so much talent that sometimes it could be harder. And you come back here tonight and bounce back too. How big was that to be able to come back here tonight against a good 2A team in North Mahasco who's 19-3 and really find that stride getting ready to go into postseason play?
Yeah, it's a really big confidence boost because it just helps us know that, like, we are good players, like, we deserve to be here. This is definitely a step up from last year, and it's really nice to see that we can hit these pitchers, we can play good defense, and, like, we have a shot this year.
Well, we just talked about it with Coach Mindy Kikmarinski as well. I mean, looking at this team, I know that last year, well, it was probably, there were some frustrations, right, as a player. And you didn't necessarily let that show on the field, right? But just as a player, it's never fun to watch, you know, losses kind of build up over a season. And this year, you guys have started to turn that corner and really find your stride as a team. It's just figuring out ways to win games. And, you know, whether that be nights like tonight where you only give up one run, or it might be nights where, you know, the offense puts up a big number against another squad. I mean, as a team too, just how much more did last year really help you in getting to this season to the point where you're now sitting on the doorstep of a 10th potential win?
Yeah, so like last year, as we said, we talked a lot about building that wall, and last year was a building year for us. We got lots and lots of good reps that helped. It didn't necessarily help our confidence, but coming into this year, you know, we got girls back and we were able to, like, play how we know how to play this year. And it just helped having last year to kind of know, like, we've been there, we've had all of those losses, but now, like, we can come out strong this year and we can compete. Like, it's been really a good change this year and definitely great for all the girls.
Well, and just looking at this team too this year, again, as we're talking to Bryn Rosenboom of the Pella Christian softball team following a 10-1 win here over North Mahaska. You've really had to step into a leadership role here as well, and just as a junior, right? I mean, you got more time to help lead this program as well. But this year, as someone who's had to take on that leadership role, you know, what has that experience been like for you in trying to help this squad that, even though there's a lot of experience that's on the field, it's a lot of young experience with just, you know, a handful of juniors and seniors that make up the leadership of this team?
Yeah, we have a really young team this year, and I think just having all the experience that I do playing from a young age, I'm able to, like, be on that field and be more confident, and I've just, like, taken on that role and been able to help all the girls, you know, when we get in tough situations, like, just remind them, like, deep breath, like, we got it, and I know that, like, they know how to play, we know how to play, just take a step back, and, like, we can all do this. So I think it's been really nice to have a young team for that aspect, but I think, like, we've grown so much, and all the girls are beginning to be leaders too.
Well, and one thing that I know that's got to be really fun, in addition to helping lead the squad to, you know, kind of a resurgent year right back and getting into the win column, is you're doing it not just as Malone Rosenboom on the team. You got younger sister in the circle, you got dad coaching first base and also calling some pitches as well. Just walk us through what that experience is like, getting to do all of this with them by your side as well.
Yeah, like, I started my eighth grade year and I didn't know anyone. It was really scary, but, like, this year I've come to, like, know the girls more, and just, like, having my sister and my dad, it's been a really fun, like, bonding experience for us. I mean, we spend every night together, and I think it's been, like, a lot of fun to get closer and more bonded with my sister in a way that, like, you couldn't besides playing a sport with them. So that's been really fun.
As someone who got to play a sport with their sibling as well, I can understand that as well. But one thing that I think is really cool too is last year was a tougher year for Laurel as well. You know, I know that she had that injury that kind of cut into her season a little bit, and she fought through it and did what she could throughout the year. But this year, she has really found kind of that next level within her game as well. And how much more special is that as somebody who's getting to help contribute to her successes on the field, getting to watch her succeed as well in the circle?
Yeah, so last year, like, obviously getting injured was, it was, nobody wanted that. But, like, seeing her throughout the whole off season, just, like, fighting to get back on the field, like, it has been honestly inspiring because she has been fighting so hard to get back out there. And, like, every day you can see her effort paying off because she wants to play for this team and she's helping us so much. Like, she'll never talk about herself, but, like, she's definitely been a huge contribution to our team, and I don't think we could be where we are without her and, like, her hard work getting here.
And she's just only a freshman. I always have to remind myself that she's only a freshman because it feels like she's been around longer than that because of that experience. But, I mean, you just look at this team, too, and you look at, you know, I know that there's still one regular season game. We're not overlooking it, but when you come to the – when you start looking at postseason play next week, it feels like – the potential for this team is limitless at this point because, you know, you are taking it just one pitch at a time each and every day.
Yeah, that definitely is our mindset right now. Like, we're not looking all the way ahead, just one game at a time. And I know, like, if we focus on each game, take it one pitch at a time, we can do this. Like, we just need to focus on the game at hand, and it doesn't even matter who's in the other dugout. Like, if we play Pella Christian softball, I know good things will happen.
I can imagine that they will. Brynn, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a big win here against North Mahaska.
Yes,
looking
you.
Forward to a fun postseason run.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Brynn Rosenboom here of the Pella Christian softball team following a 10-1 win over North Mahaska on Tuesday night.